Hot 1027 Business with Nzinga.
Hot Business, and our hot topic today is, of course, the Public Servants Association of South Africa downing tools over wage disputes with government. Stefan Viljoen joins me from the PSA. Thanks so much for your time on Hot Business, Stefan. Just explain to me what the issue is here.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon to your listeners. The issue is that we started wage negotiations quite some time back with government to ensure that our members and government employees receive a decent and real wage increase for the 2022-2023 financial year. And unfortunately, during the negotiation process, we could not reach each other. There was a deadlock declared within the PSCBC, which is our bargaining chamber in which we negotiate with government. And even through the dispute process, although parties came a little bit closer to each other, we still did not manage to resolve the dispute. And ultimately, it ended up in a certificate being issued to the PSA that we couldn't resolve the dispute. We then referred it to the PSCBC also to agree on the picketing rules, because it's a new requirement in terms of the Labor Relations Act. Once the picketing rules was issued, we then served notice to government and we embarked on strike action started today.
You know, everyone is facing a living cost of living challenge. And we understand that 3%, you're unhappy with the unilateral implementation of the 3% wage increase. You want something closer to the inflation rate. When I raised this with someone, they said, you know, government workers rarely have it so good. There's allowances for cars, there's allowances for housing, there's one of the best medical aids in the country. Everything is sorted. And even though you are constrained, you're not as constrained as ordinary South Africans, and the PSA is being greedy. What's your response to that?
Well, firstly, you have to go back all the way to 2018. If you think that we signed a collective agreement, which was a multi-term agreement, which was at the force of government to have a three-year agreement to make sure that there's a stable environment within the government structures, and we don't have to embark on wage negotiations every year. And government negated or renegated from that three-year agreement. And they haven't implemented the final leg of that agreement. So we refer to that as a PSCBC Resolution 1 of 2018. So the last year we have not received of that agreement, there was no increase implemented to our members. Last year itself, we received a very small increase again, only 1.5% increase. And then again this year, now government only wants to implement 3%. So if you take into consideration the last couple of years of what has happened to our members, our gains that we have done through previous wage negotiations was eroded by government's decision not to implement an agreement, a collective agreement. And then secondly, just to implement a small percentage increase that is not close to what inflation is. If you also then consider other government state institutes or SOEs like Eskom, for example, why should they be bailed out by the same money that government is collecting through revenue collection and then giving it to Eskom that cannot manage its operations currently? It cannot keep the lights on. So that the economy can grow, so that we can generate more income, but we are prepared to pay those workers 7%, and government employees must not receive a salary increase in 2020. 2021, they must receive 1.5%, and now this year they only want to receive a 3% increase. If you're saying GEMS is one of the better medical schemes out there, it's also not simply true. You know, our members, the benefits that they started off when GEMS was introduced into government was drastically reduced over the last couple of years. The subscriptions for GEMS have also then at the same instance increased a lot. So what GEMS was aimed to be is not what it is currently. Car allowances, that might be for the fat cats, outside of the bargaining unit. But with inside the bargaining unit, our majority of employees sitting on salary level 5 to 7 or 5 to 8, they don't qualify for a car allowance itself. The government employee housing scheme that was supposed to be introduced is still not introduced so that we can ensure that government workers can afford or have access to bonds and can then obviously can afford to buy houses for themselves and their families.
Stefan, what are you hoping to achieve then with the strike?
Well, we are hoping that government will come back to the table, renegotiate with us and present us with an offer that is closer to what the current inflation rate is. With electricity going up, transport costs are going up, our workers and our members simply cannot afford, a day-to-day. it's just become too expensive for them, and to only receive 3%, which is about 4% less than what the current inflation rate is, it just means they're moving closer to the poverty line. They cannot assist their families, and they cannot move forward.
Government saying that this strike is not going to disrupt services like Home Affairs or Border. So I'm trying to understand, if you want government to come back to the table, I think there's 250,000 members of your unions, you're striking, but there's going to be no disruptions, essentially. So it's almost like you're just taking days off.
It's not. We have to make a point to government. And yes, we are 235,000 members strong. And we hope that all of them will continue with this action to make sure that we put pressure onto government. And we organize within all the major government departments. So Home Affairs, for example, that issues your IDs and issues your passports. They also make sure that anybody that wants to enter the country or leave the country, so any tourist, you know, we are close to the city season and December coming. You know, we are expecting a lot of tourists to come in with money that we desperately need as well. But if those Home Affairs workers are not working, you know, our tourists cannot enter the country itself. You're working with agriculture that we are representing as well, import and exports of agricultural goods, which is quite critical as well. We also need to do that. We are going now into the wine season, you know, the fruit season as well. So if those members are not clearing all these shipments, again, you are sitting with potential income and tax revenue that we are losing out because we cannot export or import any of those goods itself. So, yes, no, we are organizing in all the major departments. And, you know, it's up to government to come back to us to present us with a real offer that our members can accept.
What's a real offer?
Anything close to inflation currently. I mean, if you get anything less than inflation, it means that you're not keeping up with what the expenses is out there, and you are moving closer to the poverty line. So if government wants to take us serious and their workers, and taking into consideration, as I've explained before, what has happened the last 3-4 years within wage negotiations, they need to get close to what the current inflation rate is.
Stephen, am I correct that I read that initially it wanted 10%, government was offering 3%, and then you lowered it to 6.5%, which is close to inflation, but below inflation?
Yes, well, at that stage, we've lowered it, but then inflation was still below 6.5%. And even after that, you know, inflation, the new inflation figures came out, and it's now even above that 6%. So even if we settle on what we are asking for, it is still actually below, you know, what the current inflation rate is. But we're also asking, there's a non-pensionable cash allowance that was introduced last year, that we protect that allowance, in fact, that we actually incorporate it into what the current benchmark is, or your pensionable allowance is. So if government can come to the table and protect that for us, you know, I believe our members will look more favorable to this agreement.
Stephen Viljoen from the Public Servants Association of South Africa, thanks so much for your time on Hot Business and really explaining what you and the members of the PSA want, the strike, and how long it may continue for.
Your pleasure. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your day.
Hot 102.7 Business with Nzinga.